The bloody disputes over the Ivory Coast hit a Bible translation team. India remains on the U.S.'s watch list for trampled religious freedoms. And calling all fix-it guys, the gospel needs you. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Yesterday morning, President Alassane Ouattara's regime announced they'd defeated the last of the former president Laurent Gbagbo's resistance. But the seed company's Dave DeGraff says all's not yet well in the Ivory Coast.
We don't really think that this is going to bring an end to the violence that's been happening there.
Ongoing fighting has killed over 3,000 people since the disputes over the November election results in November. As a result of those 5 months,
a number of the teams we work with have been directly threatened.
Teams of Bible translators were forced to flee from their homes to the bush. One man was saved moments from death. Still,
by and large, it's the church in the forefront of wanting to bring reconciliation to the country.
Translation work slowed, but spreading the gospel message of peace and forgiveness is vital.
It's these aspects of the Christian life that have a behavioral and emotional impact, not just a head knowledge kind of thing, that come through most clearly through scriptures translated into somebody's mother tongue.
Pray. Next, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is keeping India on its watch list. Well, while the inclusion isn't new, the reasons for the inclusion are different. Dave Stravers is president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
The list also specifically points out that when violations of people's religious freedom occur, that India's legal system is unwilling or unable to redress grievances.
In other words, slow justice in the wake of large-scale anti-Christian attacks in Orissa and Gujarat states. The irony here is that the increase in the violence proves the gospel's effectiveness. There's more demand than ever for the resources provided by Mission India.
We provide training and resources to other churches, so any evangelical denomination or mission agency in India can come to us for help, and we help them with their outreach. We help them to teach literacy. We help them to form children's clubs, after-school clubs, Bible clubs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Afghanistan's been deemed the worst of 164 countries in which to be a mother. Recent studies reveal that Afghan women have a life expectancy of just 45 years, and 1 out of 11 die in childbirth. Cure International has a hospital in Afghanistan that helps thousands of women and children each year. For Mother's Day, Cure has an opportunity to send cards and gifts to the mothers at the hospital who are there for treatment or who are there for their children. Our website has more details. Elsewhere, imagine working at a hospital without reliable electricity, clean water, or medicine. That's the reality for the medical team at the Sinyati Baptist Church in Zimbabwe. The facility is a symbol for Christ's loving compassion for the sick and hurting, but it's fallen on really hard times. Baptist Global Response launched an extreme makeover of the facilities, a 5-year plan to completely renovate the hospital to keep the doors open. They need volunteers. There's lots more at our website. And people with disabilities face many difficulties, especially outside of North America. Global Aid Networker Gain USA wants to lighten that burden. Gain USA's International Mobilization Coordinator Sharon Schweider says,
we will be working primarily with wheelchair ministry. We had originally been networking and trained by teams from Wheels for the World, which is a ministry of Johnny and Friends. And we will be taking a team to the Crimea.
Schweider says they'll be working with a local church to provide wheelchairs to people who've never had one.
There are no handicap facilities in these countries and very little handicap resources. So we take the wheelchairs in and it literally changes their lives. And we take these in, of course, along with the gospel, with the love of Christ.
And they're turning to Christ. Registration deadline is June 24th. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that'll enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.